With Good News for Today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. It started off with a coffee run on a trip to the closest city. International Mission Board missionaries Jason and Robbie Ebier were praying to find a person of peace, someone who would welcome them and help them in their ministry efforts. The Ebiers have been working for the last few years with people in Isan, a region in Thailand. The village of three temples has no Christian presence, and they needed someone to help them meet people. When the Ebiers stopped to get coffee about 5 miles from the village, they met Tia. Tia is a mother and wife in her mid-40s. She was a Buddhist and knew the cost of leaving her religion. She'd be betraying her family. In Buddhist traditions, no one would attend her funeral when she dies. When the Ebiers met Tia, she was extraordinarily kind as she served them coffee and was patient with them as they stumbled through the language barrier. They repeatedly returned to Tia's coffee shop. In bits and pieces, the couple explained the gospel to Tia. She'd been weighing the cost of following Christ since she started to hear the good news of Jesus, and the Lord did a work in her heart. She prayed to receive Christ. Tia blazed the trail for the Ebiers' outreach to the village. 7 people made professions of faith in less than 2 months. Please pray for the work of the Ebiers in Thailand. Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar. In an article for Lifeway Research, church health consultant Mark Danz encourages pastors to reconsider how they're relating to attendance at their church. In the article, he discusses how attendance is used as a measurement of church health. In some ways, church leaders might need to reconsider their measuring. He says, real church growth is kingdom growth, which is measured by baptisms, period. Resist the temptation to brag about transfer growth or high watermark Sundays. Instead, double down on advancing the gospel, and your attendance growth will follow the kingdom growth. Find stories like this and more at baptistpress.com. There you can learn how to sign up for our daily emails. They're free and come to your inbox morning and evening. Visit baptistpress.com to learn more. You can also find our weekly emails on discipleship, missions, public policy, and leadership. They're full of helpful stories and insights, and they're free. Learn more at baptistpress.com. Happy New Year from Baptist Press.